Ron, if I didn't know any better, I'd say I wasn't very well liked around here. I've now asked 8 or 9 people since yesterday if they want to play 9 holes at Mount Lebanon after the show. You wouldn't believe the array of excuses. I got one semi-confirmation from our friend Doran Dickerson yesterday. You tell me if this is a... Folsey, I hope you're well, and please feel free to chime in.
Is this
in.
A Belfont snorkel?
This is like the wrestling move of Belfont snorkels, like off the top rope here. And Doran was a wrestler. Here's how it went. And of course, I love Doran. You know that, Ron. Golf at 2:30 tomorrow? That's me. Where at? He says, Mount Lebanon. That might work. My response, okay, we're in. Let's do this.
Again, there was always the qualification.
I know.
Might work.
It might work. I'm taking
never,
that. I took that
definitely,
one.
Definitely. I'll see you there at 2:30.
Right. I took that one and ran with it. And I said, okay, we're in. Let's do this. 9 holes. His response wasn't okay. It was, are you watching this Heat game? It sucks. Mine was, no, I'm driving. And of course, was pulled over at that point, Ron. Not by the police, but pulled over to text. I'm not driving and texting.
Right.
My response to that, as we veer off here to the Heat game, was, I'll see you at Mount Lebanon at 2:30.
Pretty definitive statement on your part.
Have you been to that course? That was at 10:17 p.m. He now claims he was asleep, despite the fact that less than an hour earlier he tweets or texts, are you watching this Heat game? It sucks.
He might have fallen asleep in that hour. That's reasonable.
Well, he woke up at 3:30 because his next text.
I do that all the time.
His next text was, actually, my son has a game at 4. How about Wednesday? So, Ron, and then I responded with an expletive at 6:22 a.m. And then we just had a conversation.
You're taking this personally that they don't like you.
No.
They don't like your golf game. They don't want to play with a hacker like you.
Well, that's not half the story. I came in and asked the entire office individually, including people like Crowley, who are off at 2 o'clock, if they would play at 2:30.
They want nothing
Nobody.
To do with you.
Crowley's off now. What am I talking about, 2 o'clock?
They want nothing
Colsey,
to do with you.
I said, how about me and you have a little bonding session? Folsey, now that you're here and not calling in sick this week, how about we go?
Does he even play golf?
He doesn't even have an excuse. Do you play golf?
Occasionally. I'm not a huge golf guy.
I don't like the light on in that room,
I don't like it either. I was going to try
it
out.
Off?
Yeah, those lights.
Something's very distracting about that.
They're coming from
that. Here. No, they're not. He's got the lights on
in
his
room. Yeah, but I see the lights, the reflection of
there
you
we
see
go.
These lights
they're
are
off
reflecting.
Now. Horse never did that. You heard from Horse this morning?
I did hear from Horse. I wrote him a note. I said, hey, how's the job going? Do you miss us? Do you miss Starkey singing? And he responds, I do miss it. All is good. The show sounds better now that you have a real producer.
I like that. Now, Folsey, is this like us bringing up an old girlfriend here? Like, is this, do you get jealous when we talk of Horse?
No.
No, you're okay with it?
Yeah, I'm all right with it.
Do you miss Horse?
Long live Horse. Yes, I
Long
miss
live
Horse.
Do you play golf?
Occasionally, I do, yes.
Will you play with me one day?
I will.
Just don't ask him to pin down a date.
Yeah, exactly.
Let him be very vague about it.
Well, you do ask people the day of to go golfing, like you did this morning.
I know,
isn't that the way life is, Ron?
Spontaneity. There's nothing better in my life than spontaneous road trips, by the way. I'd leave a party somewhere in Buffalo. Say you want to drive to Cleveland. Yeah, let's go. And then we go to the game the next day.
That's fine.
Why don't people be more, why aren't they more spontaneous?
Because people have responsibilities.
People suck, Ron.
They have families. They have kids.
I don't feel well, Folsey.
See, you can't
I've
just
had a
pick
giant
up-
mug of something called Guatemalan coffee from Uptown Coffee in Mount Lebanon, and it has affected me. What, Ron?
I said, you can't just pick up and go. You have a daughter that... Your life revolves around her.
Yeah, I know, but I make arrangements
if need
be.
If I say, let's go to Buffalo to see Bink and Evie, you say, well, I can't because I got obligations. And that's doing something good to see your parents. Playing golf with you is not something good.
Obligations change, Ron. And we need to have more spontaneity in our lives. You and I should take a Thelma and Louise-like road trip. Maybe drive off a cliff.
Didn't that end in disaster?
Yeah.
You remember? Is this before or after the couples therapy that we're scheduling
I spoke to a guy last night, an actual licensed therapist who's willing to come on with us and mediate. Can you imagine, Ron, how much fun we would have with that?
With Pompey Annie, right?
With Bob one day, and then I think you and I could use the help as well. How are you today? I like the shirt. It's a semi-Hawaiian shirt.
It is like scenic, isn't it?
Very.
It's very scenic. I'm doing quite well. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm just going to go over there and tell them.
Play by yourself, I guess.
Well, the problem is it's 2 to 4 players. They won't let you in by yourself, but I'm going to, basically go over and lie and say, oh, look, this former Pitt guy, Doran Dickerson, was going to play, and he just texted me, can I play the course alone? And I think they'll let me, right?
You're a celebrity. They'll let you. You're a big timer in the city.
Should I drop Folsey's name when I get there?
You don't have to. You just drop. I'm Joe Starkey. Do you know who I am? Play the Do You Know Who I Am game.
Colony actually played that card once, didn't he?
I believe he
did.
Did
he use those exact words? Was
no,
it with the police?
Goes, don't
or
you
who?
Know, he goes, I'm a celebrity at that station.
Who did he say that to?
I'm a major personality.
The people,
is that what he said?
The woman who worked here set it all up and had the foursomes, and he was left out, and he started yelling at her, you know, I'm a celebrity at this station. And he never lived that one down.
Did you hear about his balls, Ron?
I haven't heard about his balls.
Folsey, you have the commercial. He's got none.
I've heard about
his
balls.
Is that what the whole tournament revolves
around?
He's
looking
for
his balls, yes.
Right. When is that? Next Tuesday or something?
I don't know the exact date. I'll have to listen more intently.
Maybe we can have him on to speak of such things.
We should.
Ron Hextall spoke. Ron is over there just slithering down in his seat. Ron Hextall spoke yesterday.
Yes, he did.
And had some very interesting things to say. Would you like to hear some of those and opine on them?
Yes, he did. And yes, I would. And yes, I will.
You know what? I had these in order, but what the hell? Let's let Folsey choose them. It'll be sort of a surprise, Folsey's surprise, and we'll riff on them. How do you like that?
I love to riff.
Off the Top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. Folsey, the floor is yours.
All right, let's start with this one.
You remember the first shift of the first game? Jake there, through. I felt like that was pretty bad. I felt like there was some intent there. Sids, I think there was intent, and I think it's arguable whether there was intent to injure or it was just intent to let him get to the net. But it's certainly unfortunate. I think the headshots, I believe, we as a league have to continue to talk and evaluate where we are with headshots because it's an issue that's prevalent in sports, and we need to continue to move forward and try to better our system where we try to get them out as much as possible, hopefully at some point completely out.
Well, he better talk to his boss, who has no problem with that kind of rough hockey, if you will. I'm talking about Brian Burke. We had him on last year. Had no problem with how these games are officiated, says I don't want officials to determine the outcome. Well, when you let those kind of shots go without penalty, you are having the officials decide it, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know what – true. He said he doesn't know if it was intent to injure. Well, he went high. What intent did he have there, if not to injure?
I agree with you.
Or knock him out of the series.
And it's not really even necessarily the Crosby hit that makes me want to indict Trouba. It's the one from the beginning of the series that Hexie, and by the way, I loved his voice in that. He sounded like a classic hockey guy there. You know what I mean? Like he wanted a piece of Trouba.
And would if he'd have been on the ice.
Can we hear just the first couple of lines from Hexie? How about this? Can you imagine Hexie with a stick in his hands the way he went after Robbie Brown? That's this Hexie, Ron.
You remember the first shift of the first game? Jake there, true. I felt like that was pretty bad. I felt like there was
I love that.
That was not the first game, though. That was early in that game, the same game that Sid went out.
It was also game one. It was game one where they went after Gensel early, and they went after
Marino. Went after Gensel the whole game. Yeah, you're right. But I don't think there was a penalty called, was there?
There was
early
one.
On.
There wasn't on that one.
Now, the one in game five at the very start,
also
Gensel. that was a penalty
yes, it
on,
was.
On Trouba.
Yes.
Okay. They were hitting people that first game, the first period.
They were headhunting.
Reeves was hitting people.
They were headhunting, right. And I'm glad that Ron Hextall spoke up about it. I like that. I like that coming out of the Penguins organization. And I agree with them 100% that the NHL, that this still needs to be something that they fix, but I don't think that they really have a desire to take this out of the game. I think they like having that element.
And this certainly isn't an issue just involving the Penguins. You see these hits all over the place every night in these games.
Yes. So what do you think should be done?
You got to figure out a way whether there's intent or no intent. If there's a hit to the head, maybe the guy gets thrown out of the game, like you said, and they do in the NBA. But I don't think they want that. They like that element of physicality. Whether somebody gets nearly killed on the ice, they don't care. I guess they'll care if he actually does get killed. But they like that element of physicality.
I think you can still have a game that's plenty physical and take headshots out of it.
I talked to Mike Sullivan at length about this last week. That's what he said. I'm all in favor of good, clean, hard hockey, but you don't have to have the head hits. Just what you're saying.
So why not have it like the NBA? Somebody gets clocked in the head, they stop the game. I don't necessarily put this on the officials. I don't. The game is happening at a very – same with football. Both sports should do what the NBA does. If you have a head shot that needs to be looked at again, then stop the game and look at it.
I'm with you. I don't blame the officials at all. They're calling the game the way they're told to call the game.
Right, and they're going to miss stuff.
And they're going to miss stuff. But I think bottom line is they're told, unless it's absolutely blatant, you don't call it. Or it's a two-minute interference penalty,
yes,
as opposed to sending somebody out of the game.
Yes, and if we need 10 different replays from every conceivable angle to have an educated opinion on a hit, how can we expect them at 100 miles an hour to make an educated call or an informed call, the right call? So why not do this? Sidney Crosby just went down, you know? Although he did come back and play, which would have complicated in this matter. It would have. But on a lot of these, you stop the game, you take a look, you make sure you get it right, because really what's more important than like people's brains while they're playing the game, you know? And if that means some delays in the game and it does in the NBA, I'm all right with that, Ron. I really am.
You know, I asked Sullivan about this, and I even phrased it this way. Why does the league protect the Troubas instead of the Crosbys?
You asked him that?
I did.
What did he say?
He just goes, there's people are on different sides of the fence of that. Some people love that kind of contact. Other people don't. He's on the one side of the fence that doesn't like it.
I just don't think that high hits, headshots, need to be a part of the game, or by taking them out, you would completely compromise the physical nature of the game. They've already taken a lot of stuff out.
That's his
point. And it still looks like a pretty physical game to me.
That was his point exactly. That was Sullivan's point exactly.
All right. Well, did you see last night David Perron take that shot at Kadri after he scored a goal and he missed? And in my opinion, the NHL loves to adjudicate these matters based on whether you injured a guy. Perron should be suspended for the shot that he took at Kadri and missed. Did you see it?
I did not see that one.
I'll show you during the break here.
Okay.
It's a goal by Kadri, of course,
who had a hat trick. And in response to the death threats he was receiving
from
St. Louis fans for running into Binnington.
Right. And shame on Craig Berube, by the way, for not mentioning, like, in the morning or something. Now, I know he was critical of Kadri. He has a right to be, in a way. I don't think Kadri did anything wrong, by the way. But Kadri does have a history in the playoffs of just what we're speaking of.
He's been suspended before.
But to see what happened, and then not come back the next morning and try to send a message to your fans, like, listen, back off. This is ridiculous with this guy. In my opinion, you have to say something. But I'll show you what Perron did after one of the goals. He went after the guy's head with an elbow. And it wasn't like, oh, I'm just faking this. Did you see it, Matt?
I did see it.
And he
missed. What did you think?
I think that it was, if he would have landed it, it would have been catastrophic.
Yes. And an unbelievable cheap shot because you're never expecting it after you score a goal like that.
So was there any penalty or anything?
No penalty.
I don't think.
There's no way the NHL will do anything about it.
No, because he didn't make contact.
He didn't make contact.
Now, if he'd have killed him, they'd have suspended him for six games.
unbelievable, the stuff that happens in this league. But the moral of that story is, some, for me anyway, is somebody in the Penguins organization prominently now has spoken out against it, and I think that's a good thing.
Well, Jim Rutherford did a number of years ago,
yeah.
too.
Very
very much, and nothing has really changed.
Not only did he speak out against it, he put up basically his middle finger to the whole league and said, I'm going to go out and get Ryan Reeves.
And he did.
The heavyweight champion of the world. And that didn't exactly work out for him, but I think he took a measure of satisfaction from doing that. And I think guys like Sidney Crosby and Geno loved having Reeves around. They like that.
They
like the idea of it.
I think so, too.
All right, Ron. Maybe God bless you.
That was a cough, but thank you. I know you're trying to diversify with the God bless
you. Yeah. Do you like that, Maddie? The God bless you for a cough as well?
Notice it's Maddie again today.
It is.
We flip-flop here between Folesy and Maddie.
We've talked about this
and
before.
And Coltsy.
I feel like coughs should be saluted in some way. Why should they just be ignored if we're going to go to the great length of saying God bless you on a sneeze?
On a sneeze.
Yeah. Maybe something a little lesser for a cough, but something. Yeah.
Good looking.
Are coughs?
I like that. Yeah.
As serious as sneezes, you think?
Maybe
as far
more
as, like,
so.
The sick level?
Maybe more so. Think about that, will you?
I will.
Not nearly as bad though as explosive diarrhea.
No. So what should we have said to Crowley? But you don't want to be around for that to salute somebody.
Salute him from afar.
The bigger story from what Hexy said yesterday was, wow, it looks like, if you believe this, and we'll ask this question next, that the Penguins really do have intent on keeping Geno and Letang, of keeping the core intact. If you believe it, let's talk about that.